This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. The Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. He also flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Tirth Darshan Yojana. The train will take Indian diaspora members to various religious and tourist destinations across the country over 3 weeks. The event was attended by Union Ministers S. Jayashankar, Jewel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Governor Hari Babu Kamhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji, among other dignitaries. The Chief Guest and President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, also virtually addressed the diaspora at the event. Prime Minister Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the bioeconomy gives space to sustainable development, and in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy of the nation has grown significantly. He said that in 2014, the bioeconomy of the nation was valued at $10 billion, which has now increased to more than $150 billion. Mr. Modi highlighted that in the past 10 years, special attention has been given to research and innovation in the nation. He added that India has created a special identity as a pharma hub in the world. He said that free treatment is being provided to crores of people and better health infrastructure is being developed. BJP President J.P. Nadda today held a meeting with the party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting held in the national capital was to fine-tune the party's strategies for the assembly polls. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva, party in charge Bijayant Jay Panda, were among other senior leaders who attended the meeting. Mr. Sachdeva told media after the meeting that Mr. Nadda assessed the election preparations and gave his suggestions. He accused the AAP of trying to register illegal voters in Delhi. On the other hand, AAP senior leader Arvind Kejriwal met the Election Commission in New Delhi today, alleging that fake votes are being created by bringing people from other states. Mr. Kejriwal said he has brought to the notice of the commission that 13,000 applications have been added in the last 15 days alone. He alleged that BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency, Parvesh Verma, is organizing job camps and openly distributing money. Over 2 crore 70 lakh registrations have been received from students, teachers and parents across the country and abroad for the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The online registration for the program, hosted on the mygov.in portal, commenced on the 14th of last month. It will remain open till the 14th of this month. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025, will be launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the channel. The Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will join the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun will also be launched by the Chief Minister. Live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through the Kumbhvani channel, and the program can be heard on 103 MHz frequency, the News on AIR app and Waves OTT. And in Indian Super League Football 2024-25, Chennaiyin FC will face Odisha in Chennai at 7:30 this evening. Chennai will be looking to extend their success against Odisha as they secured a 3-2 victory in the previous fixture last year. Odisha FC, on the other hand, will try to bounce back from their recent defeat against FC Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.